Is kugazes dami in that type of situation, because there's something else that needs to be done in between. Whenever there's another step that needs to be done in between, then we don't view it as if it's yet omeid for it to happen. So had Tosus just said that a katan is omeid to be a gadol, so he's going to be a ben krisus, he's heading down that path, good, I could accept such a chiddush without blinking an eye too much, right? But what does he say? A shota also? A shota is omeid to be normal again? There are plenty of people, rachmana litzlan, that are shotim, and they remain a shota their entire lives, and nothing ever clicks into place, and they don't become normal. A shota is a deranged person, right? They never get it together. So it's not really that it's an automatic, that any time someone is a shota, he's omeid already to become not a shota. So what's Tosa saying over here? That the fact that the possibility exists that he might one day become normal, that's enough, and that's why he can give a get, so he can write a get. So who can't? Who's disqualified because they're not b'nei krisos? Who would ever be disqualified as being not b'nei krisos? So the Gemara already says later on who's disqualified because they're not b'nei krisos. A guy is not b'nei krisos, right? So a guy is not allowed to participate in the writing of the get, let's say. So, wait a second. Is the guy definitely never going to be a ben krisos? What might happen with the guy? He could convert. He might have a gerus. Then he'll become... Why is that any different than the shota? The shota, you know, it will have... So, okay, you could distinguish a little bit in the sense that if it happens by a shota, it will happen by itself. If it happens with a guy, the guy will actually have to do something. There's a process of gerus that he'll have to go through in order for it to happen. The Maram Shif, though, in the back of the Gemara, says that that it's a different issue. It's that when a guy, it's sort of like a gershon iskayer katan shnola dami, is that when a guy converts, it's not that you see that he went through this transformation and that he now became a ben krisos. It's that he's not the same person anymore. It's not him anymore. It's a new person. See, a katan shnis gadol, he's the same person. He just now became chayiv in mitzvahs. A shota that became normal is the same person. It's just now became bardas and he's chayiv in mitzvahs. He's a ben krisos. But a goy shnis gayer is not that he's. It's not just tam that he went through some sort of transformation. It's that he's a brand new person, so it's not the same person that he was before that was ben krisos. So you can't call him ben krisos based on what he was before. It was an entirely different identity that he had at that point in time. So that's Tosfos Chiddush, that we say such a thing by Yeshota. Avol Kashi says, the mashma, the lo pasul of yichav me'el mishum dildaita dinafshe kavid, v'tepikle d'lav b'nei krisos ninu. He says, but the truth is, the Gemara says that the whole problem of the guy is not because he's not b'nei krisos. The Gemara says the whole problem with the guy is that when you have an omer al gabav, is that he's doing it l'dayte d'nafshe. He has his own mind, he's doing it for his own reasons. He's not really listening to what you're telling him. So why didn't you say that he's possible for a more fundamental reason, that he's not b'nei krisos? And why do I need a braisa to tell me yovichav impossible? So Tosfos says another chiddush. Lo shayich l'mifsul mishum d'lav b'nei krisos ninu b'midi d'lo b'nei shlichus. That not being b'nei krisos is only a problem when you're doing an act that would require shlichus. If the role that you are doing right now is a role that doesn't require shlichus, then not being b'nei krisos doesn't really matter. The role is not a critical enough role for not being b'nei krisos to make that much of a difference in this in such an uncritical act. Good. This is Tosfos. All of the achronim, many of the achronim, raise the following kasha. The Gemara makes a drasha when it comes to ksivas tefillin. In Menachos, when we talk about the stam sugyas, so when it comes to ksivas tefillin, and really it's a sugya in Gittin, when it comes to later on, when it comes to ksivas tefillin, that a cherishot of a katan writes a sefer Torah, that writes stam, sefer Torah is pasul. Why? Because pasuk says ukshartem ukhsaftem. So we darshan anyone who's bikshira is biksiva. Anyone who's chayiv in kshira in being kosher tefillin, in hanachas tefillin, is chayiv in ksivas is worthy of, is able to do ksivas tefillin. So the kasha is, so sefer Torah, we're saying they're not b'nei kshira, and therefore they can't do ksivas sefer Torah. What does Tosfos say over here? In order to write a get, you need to be b'nei krisos. Is a katan a ben krisos? What does Tosfos say? That he is. Why is he yes a ben krisos? because one day it'll be a gadol. Yet when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to writing stam, so you need to be a bar kshira in order to be able to write tefillin, in order to be able to write sifrei Torah. But he's not a bar kshira. Well, why not? If Tos is willing to say that a katan he's going to be a gadol, we just have to wait. It's mum over the fact that he's a katan, and you just wait a little while, and then he'll become a gadol. So he's already considered right now, even as a katan, someone who's bekrisus. Maybe we should say the same thing by ksiva stam. Right? Why would it be any different? Why don't we say that he's already a bar kshira? Right? You hear the kasha? So we'll just say there has to be some difference between these drashas. Someone being included in the parsha of krisus versus someone being included in the parsha of wearing tefillin. Now, what is it? Yeah. According to the first approach in the Gemara and the second one, really, but he's writing the whole thing with a gadol amir al gabav, and that's the approach Tos is working with it. That we see, he's writing everything. He's writing the entire get. It's just that there's a gadol observing.
But by tefillin, he's writing in there, right?
Yeah, but we say even though we don't find gadol amir al gabav works over there, so maybe it should. Maybe you're saying in a chinami, he's possible unless you have gadol amir al gabav. But the point, the kasha would still be a kasha, because what does gadol amir al gabav work for? It works to create a sense of lishma. But when Tosos had to come up with, he's not ben krisus, he didn't say, oh, gadol amir al gabav works for that also. It doesn't. What do we do about the fact that he's not a ben krisus? Okay, he will be. So he is already, because one day he will be. So why don't we say the same thing by Ksiva Sefer Torah? That one day he'll be a bar kshira. Right now he's not. What's the difference between the two drashas? Is there some sort of difference? So what it may relate to is, where do we know that you need to be someone who's chayiv bikshira in order to be eligible to be kosev? So the pasuk says uksharta. So it's a beferish pasuk in the Torah. It says uksharta. So someone who's a bar kshira right now is a bar ksiva, is able to write as well. By krisus, it doesn't say in the Torah that he has to be a ben krisus. Right? The Torah just says, kasavla sefer krisus and asam biyadba. But it doesn't say that you need to be involved in a krisus. We just say that misvara. That misvara, it makes sense that who can play critical roles in a get? Someone who's a bar krisus. So for that, maybe to be included in that. So when the Torah tells you that you dafka have to do it, when the Torah has a word like ukshartem, a verb, this is what you must do. So then the Torah is telling me that, yeah, you have to practically be someone who's involved in that mitzvah. But when it's not something that comes from a pasuk in the Torah telling me I have to do it, it's a svara, that someone has to be in the parsha in order to be involved. So maybe for to fulfill that svara of being in the parsha in order to be involved, so maybe he doesn't actually have to actively be currently involved, just needs to be someone who is ro'i to be involved, who could have been involved. Problem is, Rashi and Dav Yudam Beis, Rashi and Dav Yudam Beis says, how do I know that you need someone who's a ben krisus? Because the pasuk says, v'kasav v'nasan. It's not from krisus, sefer krisus. V'kasav v'nasan. What do I learn from v'kasav v'nasan? Only someone who is v'nasan can also be kasav. So if that's the case, it's very parallel to ksharta m'ksavta. So that doesn't really seem to work so well. Yeah?
Granted, he's not giving it, he's just writing it. So he doesn't have the ability to give it, but who says it? He will have the ability to give eventually. Same as far as before.
He will have the ability to give eventually. Right, and he will have the ability to put on tefillin eventually also. No, meaning we're asking, why is it that when it comes to writing Sefer Torah, writing Stam, you need to be chayiv right now in tefillin? A katan's no good. But when it comes to writing again, the fact that Tos says the fact that one day he'll be a gadol, that's good enough. Why is that good enough? One day he'll be a gadol. By Sefer Torah, it's not good enough.
Because there's no specific way of writing get. Because get's not a puzzle. Yeah, you can't make a get puzzle.
Sure you can.
Torah, I'm saying if you don't have the Shema aspect by Sefer Torah, like, or you write a word incorrectly.
Oh, so you're hitting on something. Got to clarify it a little more. But there must be something different about the level of Kavana or Lishma or something like that needed to write a Sefer Torah versus needed to write a Get. But what we're going to... Right, okay, we'll get back to it in a second.
I think it's just a technical issue. You can't, like, make it physically, like, hard for and cut them to be, like, not skilled enough to write a Sefer Torah or to...
That's a very general statement. You could have very skilled... You know, they're always outliers. You know, there are always people that are very talented at a very young age and are able to do things. There are probably Katarim that could write a lot better than I can. What? This wouldn't be an exception for an outlier. Meaning, what you're saying is, if you're capable of writing a Sefer Torah, so write a Sefer Torah. So good, anybody's capable. Someone who's not artistic is not capable, can't do it. You know, there's nothing to do with being a katan.
Certain people that are not generally not capable, for example, katan, perish, and shota, those people are not.
So you're saying it's not really, but the drush is ukshartem, that only if you're chayv and kshir. So you're giving a tam lakra. You're saying the reason for that drasha is not because you have to be chayv in the mitzvah. It's that you have to be an expert enough in the malach of ksiva. But it doesn't sound that way. I mean, that's a tam. You know, that's a nice. A reason for the din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa is ukshartem. Then it was chayv and kshira. So l'chora, anyone who would fit that category, being a bar kshira, would be a bar ksiva for stan. So why is that? To be a bar krisus, katan's already there. But to be a bar kshira, he's not already there. So he has over here the Achiezer of Chaim Ozer has an interesting chilik. He says the mitzvah of tefillin. How often do you do the mitzvah of tefillin? Every single day is a brand new mitzvah of tefillin, right? Person doesn't. Mishnah Berurah writes like this is a discussion that we showed him really. Is that? Let me say it first, then we'll discuss whether it's true. The mitzvah of tefillin is each and every day you have a new mitzvah to put on tefillin. So it's not shaykh to say when he gets older he's going to be chayv in the tefillin. Therefore, right now he's a bar kshira, because the fact that he's going to do the mitzvah tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow he'll do tomorrow's mitzvah. But he's never going to do today's mitzvah of tefillin. Each and every day brings a new chiv of tefillin. So right now, today's mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin that exists today, he will never ever do. When it comes to being a bar krisus, that's hopefully a zero in a lifetime opportunity, and at worst, a once in a lifetime situation, where it's more about. It's not a new chiyuv that each day is a mitzvah chadasha. It's not a new mitzvah that comes each day. It's about the person. Are you a person who krisus can happen to? Hopefully it will never happen to you. It may happen once, you know, in extremely rare circumstances, twice or three times. But it's certainly not something that's a mitzvah that comes each and every day. It's about how you define who you are. Are you someone who's capable of that kind of relationship? So when it comes to a mitzvah like tefillin, when the Torah tells me you have to be bar kshira, it means right now, are you going to do today's mitzvah? And this child will never do today's mitzvah because he will never be a bar mitzvah today. But when it comes to something that's not about a mitzvah that you have to do, it's about who you are, well, be'etzem, he is a bar krisus. Haraya, after his bar mitzvah, he could do it. It's just that, right now, he can't actually carry it out, but that's be'etzem who he is. So one is about the chiyuv that you have right now, and the other is about who you are. So while the drushos sound very similar, they're really about very different things. That's the suggestion Reb Chaim Ozer has. Yeah, John, yeah. Okay. Now, the question is that really true? Is the mitzvah of tefillin a mitzvah each and every day? Let me ask you something. Let's say a person has a stomach ache and he can't wear tefillin one day, or is nanus, whatever, he can't put on tefillin one day. Is there a mailin wearing tefillin for twice as long the next day? Is it like a tashlumin? Do you make it up? So if you hold that the mitzvah of tefillin each and every day is a chiv to put on tefillin, so you do your anachas tefillin, you miss today, so tomorrow wearing it twice isn't going to help you any. But is that really the mitzvah of tefillin each and every day, or is the mitzvah of tefillin to wear it all day, all the time, whenever it's not a Zman Pitur, whenever it's not Laila, which is Lav Zman Tefillin. So the mitzvah is just to always be wearing Tefillin. LMI, we limit it for a variety of reasons. We can't keep a guf naki, we can't keep a machshavas tahara, so we limit it to only davening times. But maybe if I missed out on certain times, it's not that I missed that day of tefillin, I missed that hour of tefillin, I missed those moments of tefillin. And I should make up those moments. Rav Shechter advised somebody when I was in YU, someone said they couldn't, they had a stomach ache, they had a virus, they couldn't wear tefillin. He told them, wear it twice as long the next day. Now, Bir Alach has a discussion about this. He seems to come to the conclusion that it is a new chiyuv every day, that it is a new mitzvah every day, that there is something to wearing tefillin every day. You know, people say, I never missed a day of tefillin. That is a maila, never missing a day of tefillin. Because each day is its own mitzvah. That's certainly what B'chaim Elz is assuming. It's not that, oh, when I'm a gadol, I'll wear it all day. So that makes me a bar kshira right now. Notice that each day is its own chiyuv, and today's chiyuv will never be done. You have such a similar svara. There is something in halacha called davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Gemara is at the beginning of Maseches Beitza discuss. We have a klal in halacha, savik daraisa luchem, savik darabanan lekula, right? Gemara says we would never say savik darabanan lekula on a davar sheyesh lo matirin. On something that anyway is going to be mutter. Gemara says in the context of a savik muktza. So you have a savik muktza, so what do you say? Just be mekel? The Gemara says, no, just wait till after Shabbos. Anyway, it's going to be mutter. So why would you be mekel now, if anyway it's going to be mutter for you later on? Right? You'll have it then. Why would you be mekel on a savik d'rabbanan and rely on some kula? You don't need to. Just wait till later. That's a klal davar sheyesh lo matirin. So this is a discussion in poskim. What about the following halacha? There's a halacha in Yerdeya that you're all familiar with. That you're supposed to wait 6 hours after eating fleishiks before eating milichiks, right? 6 hours. That's the halacha. The mechaber pasuns meikar adin. The Rama says meikar adin 1 hour, and we're machmir to wait 6 hours. Okay, good. We'll wait 6 hours. What if you're not sure if it's been 6 hours yet? I'm not getting involved now in the different hug and whatever. If your minig is 3 hours, you're not sure if it's 3 hours yet. If your minig is 1 hour, you're not sure if it's 1 hour yet. If your minig is whatever you want to do when nobody's looking, so you're not sure if anybody's looking. You're just not sure. You're not sure if you've satisfied your minig, if the time frame has elapsed. So I would just say, what's the issa d'oraisa of eating basa b'chala? The issa d'oraisa is to eat milk and meat together that were cooked together. Right? Only if it's Daruch Bishul. Lo sevashal gediba chalev imam. Everything else is Rabbanan. So about when you have a suffix about waiting 6 hours, it's a suffix on a significantly low-level Rabbanan. Because not only were they not cooked together, you're not even eating them together, it's not even in the same hour, it's about this minhag of waiting 6 hours. So what would you say? Suffix Rabbanan Lekula, right? So some of the Acharim suggest, no, you can't say Suffix Rabbanan Lekula. Why? Because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you could just wait and it will be mutter. The milk you want to eat now will be mutter. So Rabbi Ganak, when I was in his Yardei Chabur and YU, said, maybe it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because, yeah, it's true that I'll be able to eat milchigs later if I just wait. But you know what? Even if I don't wait, I'll be able to eat milchigs later. So davar sheyesh lo matirin is I'm going to use an item once. Right, it's about a certain cheftza, and I'm going to use it once. So why use it now? Might as well use it later. But if it's something that I could use now and later, so that's not really yesh lo matirin. Because the whole svar of davar sheyesh lo matirin is, why would you rely on this now? Just do it later. You'll be able to accomplish the same thing later. You're not losing anything. But if I am losing something, I'm losing the opportunity to use it a second time. I'm losing the opportunity to use it right now. So maybe that's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. When I have a suffix, whether I can eat milk, my suffix's not about this cheesecake. There's an unlimited supply of dairy in the world. There's plenty of dairy in the world. More than I could ever eat in my lifetime. So it's not about this cheesecake. My suffix is, can I eat milk now? Oh, well, just wait, you'll eat it later. I know, I do plan on eating it later. I want to know, can I eat it now also? So maybe that's not a davar sheyesh lamatir. Meaning the fact that this svara just reminded me of it. The fact that I can have it later doesn't mean that I'm not losing out by not having it now. The fact that this kid is going to be chayv in tefillin later, he'll be bar kshira later on. Yeah, he will. But he's not a bar kshira right now. He's still losing out on the mitzvah right now. It's great that he'll one day wear tefillin. But right now he can't wear tefillin. And therefore he's missing today's mitzvah. Just reminded me of a similar type of svara. That you don't always say just because something's going to happen later, that means, okay, so later it will happen. That means he's already there. He said, that's good enough. No, because right now is a separate Indian. Every moment in time is a separate Indian. So that's how Chaim Ozer seems to suggest. He uses this to be... Well, okay, let's leave out what he uses to be Miyashi. Another suggestion. Maybe it's dafka by krisus. We say that a cheresh, a shota, and a katan are included in the parsha of get, even though they can't actually give a get. Because why can't they give a get? Because they can't do a ma'isakinyan. So one day they'll be b'nei krisus, so that's good enough. Why is it that a katan doesn't put on tefillin? Is it because he can't do the ma'isa? It's not that hard to do the ma'isa. Putting on tefillin is pretty easy. He's fully capable of doing the ma'isa. It's just that he's not chayiv in mitzvos at all. Meaning, is it possible for a shota to be married? Yeah, he could definitely be married. And therefore, he's subject to krisus. Elamai, he lacks the requisite das to be able to do this maisa, to be able to do maisa kinyan. In a way that means something, in a meaningful way. But he's definitely in the parsha. He's in the parsha, he just can't see it through to the end. This is what Rav Elchanan suggests in Kovei Tzaharis. But a katan is not even in the parsha. He has nothing stopping him from doing the ma'isa. He could do the ma'isa perfectly well. He might even have the right kavanas and everything, but he's just not a bar mitzvah. He's just not chayiv in mitzvah. I'll prove to you that he's in the parasha. At least bring a sniffer. When does a katan start wearing tefillin? What age does a child start wearing tefillin? So for most people it's around 13. What's the halacha when you're supposed to start doing mitzvahs as a katan? So there's a widespread minhag 30 days before his bar mitzvah. Really, what's the real halacha though? When do we start having children do mitzvahs? What? When he's at the age of chinuch. Right? When he's at the age of chinuch, we have a mitzvah of chinuch. Have him start doing mitzvahs. What's the definition of the age of chinuch? What does that mean, the age of chinuch? When he gets it, right? When he understands it. So as soon as he's able to understand, he's able to do the mitzvah properly. So it's not just when he understands it. The Gemara says in a couple of places in Shas, Gemara Menachos says, that when does a child start wearing tzitzis? When he's yodea lehisatev. It's weird. Our minhagim don't at all align to what that halacha is. It's very strange. We have kids putting on tefillin 30 days before the bar mitzvah, even though they're ready for it way before that. We have children putting on tzitzis when they're like 2. Even though they have, you know, right? So it's the minig is when he's toilet trained, he gets his tzitzis, right? But the halacha is when he's yodea l'isatev. When does a katan take lulav and esrog? When he's yodea l'naneya bo, when he knows how to do the nanuim, which for many people is never. When he gets to the stage where he knows how to shake the lulav properly, he knows all the nanuim. So then he's including the chinuch, he's chayiv in lulav, and tefillin is when he knows how to keep a guf naki. So what you see from there, Brisker Rav points out, is not just when he's able to do the ma'aseh mitzvah, but he's able to do a pishlemusa. He's able to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Second, you pick up the lulav mida'agbe nafakbe. Second, you pick it up, you're ready yotzei the mitzvah. So why does the kid have to know how to do the nanuim? because you don't want him to just do the mitzvah. You want him to do the mitzvah right. If you're going to train him in a mitzvah, it's got to be right. That's what the Ritva says at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. You want to train your child in the Lulav and Esrog, don't buy him a lemon and a piece of celery and tell him it's Lulav and Esrog. That's not doing the mitzvah right. When you train a child, you got to train him to do it the right way. The hechsher. He's got to do it 100% right. So katan is chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin when he's yodea lishmor gufnaki. To keep a gufnaki, properly respect the tefillin, he knows how to do the mitzvah right. Really, technically, it's way before bar mitzvah. I think Rav Shechter once said he wore tefillin for 2 years before his bar mitzvah. Something like that. Like every once in a while, he'd say one of these things like, what? How did we not know that? Known you for all this time. But that's technically the halacha when he's yodea lishmor gufnaki. What's the svara? What's the idea? Why does he have to be doing the mitzvah b'shlemus? So there are two ways to look at the mitzvah of chinuch. One way of looking at the mitzvah of chinuch is really what he's doing right now is an absolute zero. It's worth nothing. But we want to train him for when he becomes a gadol. So to train him for when he becomes a gadol, we're going to want him to do mitzvahs right. So we want to train him that when he becomes a gadol, he'll do mitzvahs right. The other way to look at it is, it's not an absolute nothing right now. There's a concept called the neinu mitzvah v'yosa. That a person is not chayiv in mitzvahs. Women all the time. Women sit in sukkah and they take lulav and they listen to shofar. Why? Ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. There's still a kiyum mitzvah. The mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah to have them participate in mitzvahs as an ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. Nafkamina would be is a chinuch al mavin and los haseis. It's not shaykh ain't a mitzvah v'yosa and a los hasei. To volunteer a los hasei. If I were to say, I hereby volunteer to wrap myself in a plastic bag every time I fly in a plane so that I don't become tameh, so that's ridiculous. Besides for the obvious reasons. It's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? I'm not a kohen. So I'm going to volunteer at Tumas Kohanim? It's ridiculous. You don't volunteer los haseis. It's neinu mitzvah v'yosa. Training, if I'm in training to be a kohen, if there were such a thing, so then it would make sense. So I would need to know how to. I would need to know how to behave. So pashtus is it's both, right? The mitzvah of chinuch is both. It's training for when you get older, and it's an ainu mitzvah v'yosa. So when a katan does the mitzvah, he's getting a kiyum mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. It's just a kiyum mitzvah as an ainu mitzvah v'yosa, which is a lower level kiyum mitzvah. Once he becomes a bar mitzvah, he becomes a mitzvah yos, a higher level kiyum mitzvah. Gadol mitzvah yos, yos mishen mitzvah yos. Right? But what do you mean he gets a kiyum mitzvah? He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not a bar kshira. How can you get a kiyum mitzvah? Does it mean that it's a kiyum mitzvah? So apparently, no, he is a bar kshira in a certain sense. He's able to do that Maisa Mitzvah with the Kavana, with everything. But what he lacks is the command. What he lacks is the status. That's what he's missing. He's missing the status. The Mitzvah with the Kavana is everything he could have. He just doesn't have the status. He's not certified as a Gadol. And therefore, he's not able to do the Mitzvah as a Mitzvah V'yosa. When you talk about a shota who's married, the status he has, he's married, so he has the status to be a bar krisos. What does he lack? The kalim to make it happen. He lacks the das to make a kinyan, so he's unable to make the get happen. Status he has plenty of. He's married. That's all he needs to be a bar krisos. But he lacks the kalim to make the krisos work. That's the soul of a katan by not being a bar krisos. Oh, so says Tosfos, I'm not bothered that he's not a bar krisos. One day he'll be able to do it. What's Tosfos saying? It's the inability to do it doesn't make him not a bar krisos. Lacking the status would make him not a bar krisos. The inability to actually physically do it? That doesn't make him not a bar. A guy with no hands, so he can't actually give the get or write the get. He's not a bar krisos? Of course he is. He just doesn't have the kalim to do it. But he's a bar krisos. By Ksharta Mechsafta, what we're saying is that the child, it's not that he has the inability to do, he's got plenty of ability to do. He's got so much ability to do what he can do it as an Enem Mitzvah Viyosa. And it will count for something. But he lacks the status. And that, we don't look at the fact that, oh, one day he'll have the status. No, right now he doesn't have the status. It's not just that he doesn't have the kalim to physically see it through. If you don't have the status, then it's not going to, work at all. That's my understanding of Rav Elchanan. I'm not sure if, you know, it's adding a little bit, but it's the basic idea. Now, Tosos says, at the very beginning of Tosos, okay, let's leave that aside for now, let's move on. The Gemara tells us this concept, a katan can't write a get, but a gadol omer al gabav, all of a sudden he can write a get, right? So Tosos says, but we find by shechita that that's not true. That acherim ro'no so, if you hold shechita needs kavana, then acherim ro'no so won't help for shechita. I thought gadol omer al gabav creates that sense of kavana and lishma and everything that you need. So why is acherim ro'no so not good enough? That's Tosos kasha. So Tosos gave one teretz. What was Tosos' teretz? That the words acherim ro'no so don't mean the same thing as gadol omer al gabav. Gadol omer al gabav means you're instructing. You're sitting there instructing. Chayim ron also means you just see that it's done properly. That's what Tosos himself suggests. According to that, let's say Yitaka did have a gadol omer al gabav by shechita. So anyway, when it comes to shechita, right, what is Tosos quote from the Gemara over there? The Gemara over there says that kulin sheshachtu v'achayim ronoson is kosher. He's anyway kosher to do shechita. And the Gemara says, oh, must be because you don't need kavana for shechita. So anyway, the katan's fine for shechita anyway with achayim ronoson. You don't even need gadol omer al gabav, right? Just achayim ronoson is good enough. Because there's no need for kavana. It's just our kasha was that it sounded like if you did need kavana, the gadol omer al gabav wouldn't be good enough. No, acherim ron also wouldn't be good enough. Gadol omer al gabav would be, but it was all in the theoretical world. In the real world, the katan could do shechita anyway because you don't need kavana. Is there any shechita that does need kavana? So when we talk about shechita in the beginning of chulin, what are we talking about when we talk about acherim ron also? Yeah, he's hungry. He wants a hamburger, so he shechts an animal. Wants a steak, so he shechts an animal. But there is shechita that needs to be done with kavana also. Shechitas kachim. Can a katan do shechitas kachim with gadol omer al gabav? So if you say like Tosos, what's Tosos saying? Anytime you need kavana, you need the shema, gadol omer al gabav works. So gadol omer al gabav should work for shechitas kachim. When you don't need the shema, you just need to see that he did it right, so then acherim rono. So you don't need anyone instructing him. Acherim ro'no, so it would be good enough. But l'chora, gadol omer gabav would work for shechitas kachim. The Rambam, in Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, says gadol omer gabav doesn't work for shechitas kachim. Kes Mishnah says, where does Rambam get that it doesn't work? The sugi in Chulin, where the Gemara says, if you needed kavana b'shchita, acherim ro'no so wouldn't work. What? That tells you what? That the Rambam didn't write that acherim ro'no so the Rambam viewed it as the same as omer al gabav. That the Rambam did not read this like Tosos. Tosos says, there's a big difference between omer al gabav and acherim ro'no so. Acherim ro'no so just means someone's watching, making sure he's doing it right, but not actually instructing. Omer al-Gabav is instructing. Omer al-Gabav creates lishma, creates kavana. Rono so doesn't create lishma or kavana. So according to Tosfos, when you need kavana lishma, Omer al-Gabav should work. So if shechitas kachim, Omer al-Gabav should work. But the Rambam says explicitly, by shechitas kachim, Omer al-Gabav doesn't work. And Kes Mishnah explains, because acherim rono so doesn't work by shechita. To make a lishma, to give a kavana. It's a beferish of Gemara. Yeah.
That regardless of a chayim roma, so a katan can't do it regardless of any chayim roma, so or a gadol omer gabav.
And now we're going to have a problem, though. the Rambam is going to be stuck with Tosfos Kasha. Why is it that God Olam El Gabav works by get and doesn't work by shechita? If you hold, you need kavanah by shechita. Instead of saying if you hold, like the Gemara says, the way the Rambam will read it is, by those shechitos that need kavanah, God Olam El Gabav doesn't work. By Ksivas HaGet, which needs Kavanah, God Olam El Gabav does work. Why? What's the difference between Shechita versus Ksivas HaGet? So there are other answers to Tosfos Kasha that the Rishonim suggest. Most notable, most important, I think, is the Teretz the Rashba quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. That God Olam El Gabav, what are the mechanics of God Olam El Gabav? We discussed this a little bit when we started the Sugya. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the way it works is as follows. The kavana that the gadol is having works on the maisa that the katan is doing. So, by a get, where the husband can make someone a shliach to write the get, he could also make someone a shliach to have kavanas ksivas a get. Meaning, the husband has to write the get b'kavana, right? His mitzvah, write the get b'kavana. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, let's assume you need shliach k'sivas aget, not like Tosfos, because again, we're going now with a different approach than Tosfos. The husband can has two chivim there, k'siva, kavana, the maisa and the kavana. He could split that shlichus to two different people. He could have one person do the k'siva, and someone else do the kavana. Whereas Tosfos and Rashi seem to understand, what does Omer al-Gabav mean? It means you're instructing. It means that when the gadol's Omer al-Gabav, the katan's having the kavana, because the gadol's telling him to have the kavana. When it comes to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, no. The gadol's having the kavana. The gadol's the shliach of the baal on the kavana of the lishma by a get. And the katan is just doing the maisa without the kavana. So the gadol's kavana is mitzarif with the ksiva of the katan. But when shlichus doesn't work, when you can't make a shliach, like by chalitza, you can't do chalitza al yidei shliach, so it's not going to work to have a gadol omer al gabei a katan and tell him to do the chalitza, because the whole point is that you're the. The gadol's role is the shliach of the person for the lishma. What about shechita? By shechita, is it shlichus? Is it shaykh to do shlichus by shechita? I'll tell you a secret. The whole source of shlichus may be from shechita. Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah to bring a carbon tamid every single day. How does all of Klal Yisrael bring a carbon tamid? We have one representative. We have the Kohen who's doing it. Do it on behalf of all of us. But let me ask you this. If you take my animal and you shecht it, and I never asked you to shecht it, you weren't my shliach, but you did a proper shechita on it, is the meat kosher? Huh?
Are we talking about just stam
shechita? Yeah, stam shechita. Not kachin. Meat's kosher, right? Aye, but you're not my shliach. How's the meat kosher? So apparently, shechita doesn't require shlichus. Everything is in the mind of the shochet, and if the shochet's having kavan, that's it. That's all you need. The shochet to have kavan. That's not going to help to have a gadol amir al gabav. The whole purpose of gadol amir al gabav is when nobody is the person. No one here is the person who needs kavana. The person who needs kavana is the one that appointed all of us shluchim to actually be carrying out the maisa. So by the ksivas aget, the husband's the one that really needs the kavana. He's the one that needs to do the maisa, so he makes shluchim to write the get and have the kavana. So God Olam El Gabav is the shliach for kavana. But if it's something that doesn't lend itself to shlichus in the first place, so it's all tully in who? In the guy doing it. So I don't care that you're having kavana, I'm the one doing the maisa. I don't have kavana. It's not going to help that you're having kavana. It only helps that you're having kavana if we're all shluchim of some third party. And that we're all operating for him. But if the guy doing the maisa right now, the guy doing the shechita, is the one that has to have the kavana, so I don't care that you're a shliach of somebody to have kavana. I'm doing the maisa, I'm not having kavana. So this would answer the Rambam also. The Rambam says Gadol Omer al Gabav doesn't work by Shechita. Why doesn't it work by Shechita? Because the person doing the Shechita has to have the Kavana. Whereas by Get, it's the person that sends. Although one could argue differently. Because when does Rambam say it doesn't work by Shechita, Gadol Omer al Gabav? By Shechitas Kodshim. Shechitas Kodshim. It's not just kavana to do a kosher shechita. Shechitas kachem is a different kind of kavana. What's the kavana? Kavana l'shma, l'shem the karban. Is there shlichus for that? Absolutely. I could send a shliach to shecht my karban. So that already lends itself to shlichus. That should lend itself to omer al gabav. What I'm trying to say is, and I'll close with this, there are tzvei dinim in shechitas kachem. Number one, it's a shechita, makes the meat kosher. It's matir the basar. And number two, it's a kiyum of the karban. The fact that it's matir the basar, that it works as a shechita, like shechita schun, like any other shechita, well, that doesn't lend itself to shlichus. So that you don't even need, but you also don't even need omer al gabav. You just need to see that it's done properly. That's the Gemara, that's the Mishnah at the beginning of Chulin. The fact that it's kachim, that you need the lishma, you need the kavana. Okay, so but that part lends itself to shlichus. So Omer al-Gabav should work for that. So it would seem that using Rabbeinu Yonah is not necessarily going to frame for the Rambam. It's not going to explain the Rambam. Why does the Rambam hold that Omer al-Gabav doesn't work for Shechitas Kachim? If you dissect Shechitas Kachim into its component parts, one part doesn't need Omer al-Gabav, and the other part, meaning the Shechitas Chulin part, doesn't need Omer al-Gabav, and the Shechitas Kachim part, Omer al-Gabav should work because it lends itself to shlichus. So we're going to need to come up with something else for the Rambam. I don't have anything. Just putting it out there. We need to come up with something else in the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop there.